Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Gaudreau. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Joe Genewich. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Milstead. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, George Milstead. And now, play ball. Doc Gaudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaudreau takes first base on ball four. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaudreau moves to third. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a pop-up towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaudreau scores. Bancroft moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott takes first base on ball four. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felix. Fragaw reaches second base with a double. Heathcott moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gaudreau has Heathcott trapped. There's the throw to Gibson and over to High, who tags Heathcott for the out. Fragaw moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gaudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milstead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Moranville reaches third base with a triple. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moranville scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for George Milstead. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich strikes out. Gonzalez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Genewich out. One out. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gautreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Gautreaux reaches second base with a double. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fragaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burris. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, Adams applying the tag. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0 for 1 in the game. Felix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it, throws to second, with Bancroft covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-for-1 in the game. Genewich strikes out. One out. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gautreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams is hit by the pitch. Kaufman moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaufman moves to third. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Welsh reaches second base with a double. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Felix trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Welsh scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. High hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gautreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-for-2 in the game. Genewich bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gonzalez. Harris scores. Gautreaux moves to third. It's 5-1, Braves. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felix. Adams reaches second base with a double. Kaufman moves to third. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. Adams moves to third. It's 5-2. Braves. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Welsh strikes out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burris hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Felix hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. High takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Felix moves to third. High moves to second. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moranville hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-2 in the game. Genewich hits a line drive into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.